I honor my physical body. I honor my physical body. This is the thought for today with Dr. Herbert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I honor my physical body. What does it mean to honor our physical body? Well, you'd think that we'd always honor our physical body, because our physical body is quite something very special. Our physical body is the temple in which we live here on this dimension. Now, what kind of temple do you live in? I live in a temple that's perfect. I live in a temple that's ideal. I live in a temple that expresses every positive attitude that I could ever desire. I live in a temple that is absolutely fantastic. And the temple that I live in is marvelous. Now, why do I say that when I might have some idiosyncrasy that's imperfect in the temple? Why do I say I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body? Why? Outward, there may be an illusion of a broken leg. There may be an illusion of mumps or measles or some other contagious disease, or there may be an illusion of anything. But you see, that illusion is going to leave. That illusion is going to leave because it never was here. That illusion is only what I am putting into motion. Now, I said to the girls the other day, the monks and other people here at the monastery, I said, did you know that the Dalai Lama said he was going to come to for a visit here on campus? And they all said, oh, come on now. That's, when, you know, when is he coming? Well, is he coming for a visit on campus? And I said, yep, he's going to come for a visit on campus in 2 days. And, oh my, we've got to, you know, clean up the place a little bit. We've got to do this. We've got to do that. We've got to make the roadways all smooth now because the rain has rutted them just a little bit. We have to do this. We have to put all the way the tools. We have to put this way and put that away and make everything look so beautiful. And I said, wonderful. And so I let him have this illusion for 2 days. And the campus became spick and span and beautiful and wonderful in 2 days. Well, now, in their mind, the Dalai Lama was coming to visit. In their mind, they were preparing for him, like preparing for God to come visit, you know, in your body. Now, why didn't they find time to clean up the campus without the Dalai Lama coming? Why didn't they find time to, in a quick go-through like that, to smooth out the roads and fix all these things up after the rain and do it very quickly? But, you know, no, they don't do that. We don't do that. It's only when we have something impending that forces us to move a little faster in an area. And so did the Dalai Lama come to campus? No. The Dalai Lama did not come, but in the minds of the monks on the campus grounds, the Dalai Lama was coming. They could see him here. They could see him looking through our retreats. They could see him looking at all of our buildings and at the swimming pool. And they could see him saying, that's interesting. And at all the other things and the unfinished projects that we have lying around that we haven't gotten to finished. And they could just see him looking at that and saying, now if I were here with my monks, we'd have this done in no time, you know, and we would put our priorities in order. And our priorities are not outside of the campus or off the campus, they're to the campus, just like our priorities are to our body. Now, if I were to say, okay, Ellen, your wedding day is coming in 2 days. And Ellen says, yeah, I know. Isn't he wonderful? And isn't it wonderful? I'm going to get married. Isn't that wonderful? I said, Ellen, now what are you going to do? So, well, I got to go to the hairdresser. I got to go to the fingernail person, you know. I've got to go to the manicurist. I got to go to the pedicurist. I got to go to the massager, you know. I've got to go all this and all that. And I've got to get my wedding dress all set. I've got to get my trousseau all ready. I've got to get my honeymoon clothing all in the suitcase ready to go, because right after the wedding, we're going to leave on our honeymoon. We're going to go to Hawaii. You know, we're going to have a great time. We're going to have 2 weeks in Hawaii. Hawaii, and then we'll be back home again. But wow, wow. Well, now, what does Ellen do? You know, in 2 days, she gets herself all ready. She gets her physical body, she honors her physical body, and gets it all ready in preparation for her wedding date. And she is all spiffed up. But in the process, she is not frustrated. In the process, she is not tense. She's not nervous. She is doing something that is a very great treasure to her, getting ready for her married life, getting ready for her marital bliss, getting ready for that day when she says, I do, and he says, I do. And wow, wow, the excitement. She doesn't know tension. She doesn't know feeling of inadequacy that it isn't done yet and this isn't done. She is in cloud nine and on cloud nine and holding up cloud nine and all that good stuff. She's cloud nine. She is just in heaven. She is just feeling wonderful. She, as the saying goes, she feels no pain. And so she gets ready. And what happens? She gets everybody else to help her do this, you know, and to take her here and there and to get things done and what have you. Well, the day comes and there's no wedding. And Ellen said, what was I thinking about? I'm not going to get married. Why did I think I was going to get married? Well, you had the thought you were going to get married. And so you lived in the illusion that you were going to get married in all of its magic and all of its majesty and all of its preparation. And you honored your body in preparation for that marriage. You honored yourself. You did everything. Why don't you do that for yourself? Why don't you honor your body for yourself? Not just for your wedding day, not just for the Dalai Lama, not just because God is going to come to your house, you know, like some external God is going to come and make a stop at your house like Santa Claus and say, have you been naughty or nice, you know? No. Do it for yourself. And do it every day of your life. Now, do you think, Ellen, that you could act every day of your life as you act just in preparation for this wonderful wedding? In that beautiful attitude of harmony and peace and love, untouchable, untouchable by anything, because this is something, you cannot bother me, I'm going to get married, I've got this wonderful thing, you know, oh, I am so happy, you know, you're bubbly, bubbly, bubbly. Now, we want to train ourselves to act in just that way. That's like the $30 million, you know. Exactly. We're going to train ourselves to act in that way. And when we act in that way, then we begin to honor our body. Then we begin to respect our body. We begin to respect our life. We begin to respect who we are and what we are. And then the changes begin to take place in our attitude about our body, and our body reflects what our changed attitudes are about it. So, is your body whole and perfect? Is your body fabulous? Is your body glorious? Is your body healthy in every way? Yes. Does your body have every organ, action, and function that it was born with?
Yes.
Or are there a few things that have been cut out of us as we went along? Well, don't see them cut out. That's past. Live in the now. In the now, you're all there. Your appendix is there, and your adenoids are there, and your tonsils are there, and your witchets and your whatsits are there. You know, everything is there. Your body is fabulous. It doesn't matter what went, because now the original purity and integrity is expressing itself. And this is what we want to do. We want to get ready for that wedding. We want to get ready for the Dalai Lama. We want to get our house in order. Get ourselves so beautifully in order that we honor our body. We say in the Ten Commandments, honor your father and your mother, you know. And why did they do that? Why did they do that? Because this was the patriarchal way of saying everybody better honor their parents, you know, because that's their sacred, you know. And there's nothing sacred about parents. Parents are wonderful, indeed they are. And parents are very, very special because they gave birth to you, you know, and brought you forth. They were the channel through which you came on this dimension, theoretically. But, hey, that's okay. Now, what you want to do is you want to look beyond that. You want to look beyond this honor something outside of yourself, this preparation for something outside of yourself. And let's get ready now for the preparation of what's going on inside of ourself. What's going on inside of ourself and what's going on eternally. If you were going to get married and you went through all that all that fuss in preparation to get married, and you say, oh, I felt so good during that time, I felt so good. Keep it up. Keep up that attitude of tensionlessness. Kind of an interesting word. Keep up that attitude of frustrationlessness. Keep up that attitude of being in balance, being in harmony, being in peace, being love, being unconditional love. Why are you marrying that man, Ellen? Because you love him unconditionally. You don't think you're going to change him. You might have that thought go through your mind a little bit, but you don't think you're going to change him. You love all of the nonsense about him and all of the balance about him and all the irritation about him and all the subtle gentleness about him. You love all those things because that's what makes up that person as a being in your life. But if you are a master, Ellen, you will create such a person in exactly the manner in which you wish him to be. You will create him as an ideal being. Not as a being to become, but an ideal being. And so you create your body. You create your body as an ideal body right now in your mind. And as you create your body as an ideal body in your mind, so you experience it. So you will look at everything, and in the movie,
Love Comes Softly,
the little girl said to her father, is she sick? And the father said, yes, but she'll be all right. She'll be all right. Now, the father and the daughter knew that the woman was very ill and very emotionally upset, very emotionally unsound, and that with their gentleness and their love, they knew that the soundness and the balance that was there would come forth, and this imbalance would go away, because that was an illusion. And so it is with our bodies. The soundness and the balance is there, and the imbalance or the illusion, that'll go away when handled with love comes gently.
Softly.
Yeah.
Love softly.
Love comes softly. When I do that, you can at least say the word, you know what I'm after. when love comes softly into our life, not because it's pushed, not because it's demanded, but because it was always there, and we become aware of it. Our perfect body is always there. We become aware of it as we say, I honor my physical body. I love you, I love you, I love you.
Love you.